KTBB News Time 6:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. The conclave in the Vatican is set to begin as cardinals prepare to vote on a new pope. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome and he files this report.
One of the questions in the air here in Rome is what challenges will the new pope face? One such challenge is an inherited one, the clergy abuse scandal that has rocked the church for the past 25 years. Yesterday, I interviewed Father Jordi Pujol, a professor of communications at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross here in Rome, and I asked him about that very topic.
The new pope needs to address this. He needs to have this sensitivity from the very beginning, because we live in a very abusive society, and we know that it's not only the church, but obviously the church needs to, the high standard of authority that we need to, be accountable to.
We have more coverage from the papal conclave at our dedicated website, ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health. Your health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
Protecting Texas from the Chinese Communist Party and other hostile foreign adversaries, that's the goal of a bill that was overwhelmingly passed by the Texas Senate. Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola authored State Bill 2514.
The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is targeting our state legislatures, our business leaders, and our public institutions to advance their agenda. We know these adversaries are actively targeting state and local governments across the country. They're very open about it.
The bill would create a hostile foreign organizations unit within the Department of Public Safety. The bill is now headed to the Texas House. He was supposed to go on trial for murder in Kaufman County, but he's disappeared, and now the victim's family says they knew this was coming.
30-year-old Trevor McEwen was supposed to appear in court for the murder of his neighbor back in May of 2023, but police were notified that he cut off his ankle monitor and disappeared early yesterday morning. McEwen is accused of gunning down his neighbor Aaron Martinez while he sat in his truck outside of his home. McEwen's bond was lowered from $2 million to $500,000 back in 2023. But Martinez's family tells NBC5 that never should have happened, and they want answers.
He was going to go to trial, and he was going to be sentenced, and we knew that he was going to stay there. And he knew it, and this is why he fled.
The Martinez family says they pleaded with the judge to keep him behind bars. McEwen was arrested again last year after threatening Martinez's family and posting about them online.
Austin York with that report. Texas Republicans are looking to limit what is shown at libraries.
Lawmakers want to strip state funding from any library that hosts a drag queen story time. The move backed by conservative activists.
If libraries allow events inappropriate for children yet marketed to them to take place, public libraries stop being a safe place.
Megan Minton is with the group Texas Values. She says drag shows are inherently sexual and should not be around kids. The bill's already passed out of the state Senate. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said libraries should not be used to advance radical ideology at the expense of children.
Michael Board with that report. We're set to get another measles update today by the Texas Department of Health and Human Services. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and good morning to you, East Texas. It is May the 6th on this Tuesday. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. And as always, we're glad to be up early with you and bringing you all the latest in local, state, and national news. We're going to update you on the world of sports a whole lot going on there. We've got some basketball. We have some baseball. A big announcement, I should say, from President Trump yesterday, and a whole lot more coming up on that. And of course, we do have a weather forecast for you. A little wet out there this morning. KETK meteorologist Braden Seal will tell us all about it. We're glad you're with us this morning. KTBB News Time 6:06.
Barn Good. I said Barn Good deals this month during the 25th anniversary event at Office Barn in Tyler. That big office furniture showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Spiff up your office with 25% off all Ashley furniture, including desks, bookcases, sofas, lobby furniture, even outdoor furniture. Buy in store or online.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Office Barn Chair of the Month, a commercial grade office chair, leather-like look, price $112 a symbol.
We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
All our inventory is pre-tariff. 500 desks, 5,000 chairs, 50 American-made Rhino gun safes, gun safe rebates for veterans from manufacturer between Tyler and Lindale on Highway 69, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Thinking about selling your valuables? Don't miss the Great Estate Buying Event presented by Jules Estate Buyers. For 4 days only, we're purchasing fine jewelry, watches, gold, silver, old coins, and more. Our experts will evaluate any item to provide you with a fair offer and pay you on the spot. Come be a part of the Great Estate Buying Event this week only, hosted by Jim's Jewelers in Tyler, May 6th through the 9th. For information, visit JulesEstateBuyers.com.
Joint pain can make simple tasks like walking through the grocery store feel like a struggle. It can also keep you from living the life you love. With Christus Health, you can get total joint care right here, close to home. Whether it's advanced treatments, joint replacement surgery, or a personalized physical therapy plan, our orthopedic experts will explore every option available to get you back to being you. Christus Health, your life, our purpose.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time 608. Let's get the latest now on our weather forecast with meteorologist Braden Seo.
A good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. We're starting off our day on an okay note. We do have lots of cloud cover out there, but we are going to see things really ramp up in terms of showers and storms as we go through the day today. Widespread heavy rainfall is likely, and some of those storms could be strong to severe. We could be talking about even isolated instances of tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds as we go into the afternoon. So we'll be watching that very carefully through the day today. Regardless, we could end up with over 3 inches of rain in spots before the rain comes to an end later on tonight. We'll look for high temperatures in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, we'll look for lows in the mid 60s. And then by Wednesday, lingering showers and storms are possible as our high temperatures climb to near 80. More lingering showers and storms on Thursday and Friday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, it is 60 degrees right now over Tyler Ford, 61 degrees over Pelche Ford, and 60 at KTBB. This forecast brought to you by Gentech Alternative Power Solutions. Prepare for the unexpected. Call Gentech today. Stay tuned for the headlines next. KTBB News Time 610.
A student finishing a two-year degree at community college faces a decision. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser for the University of Texas at Tyler. Pursue the career for which an associate degree has prepared him or her, or use that degree as a springboard to a bachelor degree from a four-year institution. For many students, continuing to a four-year institution was the plan all along. But for others, the experience of college has opened their eyes to the idea that a four-year degree will open more doors. In either case, the admissions counselors at UT Tyler can help. Creating an efficient plan to finish a four-year degree is what they do. And more than simply giving your student the credential and marketplace power of a four-year degree, UT Tyler will equip him or her with a well-considered course of education that will serve for a lifetime. If your student is at this critical crossroad, go to uttyler.edu/visit to set up a personal consultation. The University of Texas at Tyler, where they say to every student, find your future at UT Tyler.
My fellow Americans, I want to tell you about my good friends at DeVille Kitchens. These are tremendous people, and they will make your kitchen and your bathroom great again. And I'm asking my friends at DeVille Kitchens for their new release cabinet painted beautiful ruby red. We love that red cabinet. It's going to be a red cabinet wave. We'll see what happens. Their workers are so great and talented. They have so many powerful tools. They install their cabinets so well. And all I had to do is say, drill, baby, drill. So I want you to talk to my friends at DeVille Kitchens. These are beautiful and highly respected people. I've known them for a very long time. Check out their showroom on Loop 281 in Longview, Texas, or go to their highly respected website, makemykitchengreatagain.com. You're gonna love it, believe me.
Do you ever imagine the families that live here, James?
Sir?
Kids over here, first-time home buyers over there, maybe a retired couple here. They've all got their own lives, their own stories. They're gonna choose to live here in this community we've built.
Wow.
We couldn't have done it without financing from Southside Bank. They really care about their clients and want to grow their community, just like us.
Learn more about our commercial real estate loans at southside.com/businessloans. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
KTBB News Time, 612, 61 degrees in Longview, 60 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. We appreciate you joining us on your drive to work this morning. Well, listen to what's coming up in news.
World shares are mostly lower after Wall Street broke its 9-day winning streak. U.S. futures slipped and crude prices gained more than $1, bouncing back from a 4-year low. Progress on a budget bill is slowing down in the House of Representatives as President Trump's Treasury Secretary is set to face lawmakers on Capitol Hill. 20 attorneys general filed a lawsuit Monday against the Trump administration, firing 25% of the Department of Health and Human Services employees. A Ukrainian drone attack has caused all of Moscow's airports to close. Day two in the federal sex trafficking trial of hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs continues the jury selection process. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Stay tuned for sports next. KTBB News Time, 613.
I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On September 12, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, the Committee of Style, which had been appointed 4 days earlier, submitted its work for consideration. The committee's charge had been to distill the convention's deliberations into a final document, superseding prior drafts. One of the most significant changes occurred right up front. A much less lengthy preamble was written, almost certainly by Gouverneur Morris, which said in part,
"We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America."
The lead is significant. Prior drafts had read, "We the people of," and then listed the 13 states. Those drafts gave sovereign power to the people, but only through the agency of their respective states. The people were elevated under Gouverneur Morris's preamble. The country was to be a union of states, but a nation of people. And it was the people who were to be sovereign. People make all the difference in a business organization and a career. Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance is looking for the right people to join them in the areas of sales, commercial insurance account management, accounting, and claims adjudication. To explore opportunities for a thriving career with an industry-leading organization, visit HibbsHallmark.com and click on the Careers tab.
East Texans are happy folks and families.
Unless their hot water heater leaks, faucet drips, or toilet talks back.
That's when East Texans rely on that cute blue duck
to fix their pipes and get rid of the muck.
The bright yellow truck promises perfectly clean, happy homes.
Trouble-free solutions from happy plumbers who love East Texas.
And love bringing the Rub-A-Dub plumbing promise wherever it's needed.
Not just clean, squeaky clean.
Online at rubadubplumbing.com.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTVB News Time, 6:15, 60 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. President Trump spoke to reporters in the Oval Office, making a big announcement involving the National Football League.
The 2027 NFL Draft, that's a big thing, will be held right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the National Mall.
The announcement came just a couple weeks after this year's NFL Draft in Green Bay. The 2026 Draft, by the way, will be held in Pittsburgh. He's one of the NFL's all-time great kickers, and he's now looking for a new team.
Justin Tucker has been released by the Baltimore Ravens after 13 years with the organization. In a statement, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta said in part, quote, "Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances." The Ravens drafted kicker Tyler Loop in the sixth round of last month's draft, with Tucker under investigation by the league for sexual misconduct. 16 massage therapists have accused Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior, though Tucker has denied the allegations. Tucker, who has the highest career field goal percentage in NFL history, is coming off the worst season of his career, making just 73.3% of his field goal attempts.
The NBA has honored one of its coaches.
Kenny Atkinson has had quite the impact on the Cavaliers.
In his first season as head coach in Cleveland, Atkinson led the Cavaliers to an Eastern Conference best 64 wins, 16 more than last year, and a number one seed in the playoffs. And he's been rewarded. The NBA named Atkinson the Coach of the Year on Monday, becoming the third Cavaliers coach to win the award, joining Bill Fitch and Mike Brown. The Cavaliers lost the opening game of their second-round series on Sunday, falling to the Pacers at home.
That is Joe Morgan with those stories. The Knicks rallied from 20 points down against the Celtics last night. They took it to overtime, where they held a narrow lead in the final seconds.
White has the ball, holds it high, throws it to Brown, left wing, stripped by Bridges, hangs onto it, took it away, throws it down court, and the New York Knicks stun the Celtics. 108-105, the final. The Knicks saved their biggest comeback of the season for the biggest win of the year.
In other NBA playoff action, Nikola Jokic scored 42 and Aaron Gordon hit a go-ahead three with 2.8 seconds left. The Nuggets beat the Thunder 121-119. Tonight it's Pacers at Cavs and Warriors at Wolves. The Astros were in Milwaukee, where Christian Yelich helped seal the win for the Brewers, slugging a two-run homer in the third inning. The Houston bats piled up 9 hits, but just one scored, as they drop the opener 5-1. Tonight, the Rangers visit the Red Sox, Texas last in the AL in runs scored. They've hired Brett Boone as the new hitting coach. Your Money Now coming up next, KTBB News Time, 618.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm visiting with Donnie Thetford here at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, one of the biggest annual events here at Don's is the trade-in, trade-up sale.
You know, that's right, Paul. And if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, get to Don's TV and Appliance now. There's never been a better time. We're going to give you money back for that old appliance when you purchase a new one. We've got all the details in store, featuring GE appliances, GE Profile appliances, GE Cafe, and GE Monogram. So if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, or even a dishwasher, get to Don's TV and Appliance. Your old appliance is worth money. Most importantly, we service you after the sale. So we're here for the sale and after the sale. Come shop at Don's TV and Appliance.
Thanks, Donnie. Your existing appliances are worth real money during the annual trade-in, trade-up sale going on right now, but for a limited time at Don's TV and Appliance. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
If the high cost of hearing aids has kept you from dealing with hearing loss, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts has great news.
If you have mild to moderate hearing loss, then we have a solution.
Heather Laborde is a pharmacy technician at Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts in Longview.
We have a solution through AI, actually, artificial intelligence.
Technologically advanced hearing aids are now available over the counter.
You take the test with the hearing aid in your ear, and it will adjust itself to your specific hearing loss. And I actually have the hearing aids in stock. We can get the whole process done in one day.
For as little as $399, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy can fit you with discreet and technologically advanced hearing aids that come with a 30-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Lewis Morgan No. 4 is on Judson Road, a mile north of Highway 80. They're online at lmd4.com.
Lewis Morgan
LMD4.com.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 60 degrees, KTBB News Time, 620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors keenly awaited the Federal Reserve's first interest rate policy meeting since President Trump's reciprocal tariffs went into effect in April. The 10-year Treasury yield rose 1 basis point to 4.353%. Shares of Hugo Boss climbed 8% after posting a lower-than-feared decline in first-quarter sales and reiterated its full-year guidance despite macroeconomic and tariff uncertainty. The high-end German retailer said revenues fell 2% to just over $1.1 billion. Hims & Hers shares fell in extended trading after the company reported first-quarter earnings that offered soft guidance. For its second quarter, Hims & Hers said it expected to report revenue between $530 and $550 million. That is short of the nearly $565 million expected by Street Account. Futures are moderately lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 98, the Nasdaq down 133. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with eyes iSurvey you can.
Slow it down, get it going slower.
iSurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iSurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
License number 4214C.
Roy Dassville here from AC Contractors, along with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Noticing that the words promise and guarantee are pretty similar in meaning, however...
A lot of people make promises they can't keep, but a guarantee, well, that tends to be written down somewhere.
Certainly the case for AC Contractors' fixed right or it's free guarantee.
We'll spell it out for you, folks. If we work on your air conditioning system...
And you make all the repairs we recommend...
If your AC quits on you before the heat quits...
We'll come back and fix it for free.
Is that a promise, Ace?
Better than a promise, Mr. D. It's our guarantee.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You said buts.
Tell me, Ace, why do you suppose we've hardly ever had to make good on that guarantee?
Hey, we're not called Do It Right guys for nothing, Mr. D.
Serving Tyler, Longview, and all over East Texas, online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
KTVB News Time, 623, 61 degrees in Longview, 60 degrees in Tyler.
The Trump administration announced Monday it would give immigrants in the U.S. illegally $1,000 to self-deport and pay for their flight out of the country.
This, of course, is all contingent on if they download the CBP app, self-deport, and then confirm to the government they did, in fact, leave the U.S. for their country of birth. DHS officials estimate self-deportation in that route is 70% cheaper, with the average cost to arrest, detain, and deport someone right around $17,000. Compare that to the self-deport option with a stipend, which is estimated to cost around $4,500. DHS also says it's safer for the migrants and safer for law enforcement. President Trump adding it could also help someone's chances of one day returning.
Jeff Paul reporting critics argue it's better for immigrants who want to stay in the U.S. to make their case in court rather than self-deport. Other countries have tried a similar strategy, though most failed to get a large number of people to leave. Governor Abbott has declared a disaster after the failure of the water system in the city of Marlin.
As part of the declaration, the Texas Division of Emergency Management delivered 20 pallets of bottled drinking water as well as a contract for potable water tankers to supply drinking water to the residents of Marlin, southeast of Waco. They also mobilized a Texas A&M Public Works response team. The Marlin City Council voted to spend $200,000 to get two portable water treatment units. The city's five water towers will need to be refilled.
Eric Bushman reporting, one of the most important documents in Texas history will likely soon be on display.
The victory or death letter penned by Lieutenant Colonel William Travis is currently locked up at the Texas State Library in Austin. It only comes out for special occasions. State Senator Mace Middleton wants it on permanent display at the Alamo.
So making sure these treasures are not just protected in storage, but shared, displayed, and celebrated where Texans can see them.
The Alamo getting an extreme makeover, the bill says, until that's finished. The letter should be on public display at the state capitol next to both the Texas Declaration of Independence and the state constitution.
Michael Board with that report. There's a new salmonella outbreak linked to backyard poultry.
Federal health officials say at least seven people have been sickened in six states, all with the same strain of salmonella after contact with backyard poultry. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still investigating the specific source, but saying it's a type of salmonella traced to hatcheries in the past. An outbreak linked to backyard poultry that ended last year spread to 48 states and more than 400 people, including one death. Two of the new cases are in Missouri, and there's one each in Florida, Illinois, Utah, Wisconsin, and South Dakota. The CDC recommends washing hands for 20 seconds after touching birds or their supplies or collecting eggs, and using a pair of shoes or boots in the coop that are not worn in the house.
Lisa Brady reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 626.
From Tyler to Shreveport, from Athens to Kilgore, and all points in between. Nobody, and we mean nobody, has a better selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in all of East Texas than the all-new or pre-owned of Longview. As a proud part of the Gregor Auto Collection, the all-new or pre-owned of Longview has over 1,000 available pre-owned vehicles for most every budget and lifestyle. From domestics to imports, from economy to luxury, from big boy trucks to family SUVs, or pre-owned of Longview has it all. And when it comes to financing, or pre-owned of Longview has numerous sources to get you into a pre-owned vehicle with a tailored monthly payment, no matter what your budget may be. So for the very best selection of pre-owned vehicles in all of East Texas, with over 1,000 available to choose from, let us exceed your expectations at the all-new or pre-owned of Longview. For more, please visit orlongview.com or come to the all-new or pre-owned of Longview at 4288 Highway 259 North in Longview.
The chronic pain and discomfort of peripheral neuropathy is no joke.
Most neuropathy patients, their current treatment plan will be some type of neuromodulating drug, which will mask the pain, but it doesn't cure the pain.
Mackie Smith is the clinic director at Neuropathy Treatment Clinic of Tyler.
What we do at neuropathy treatment clinics is we get to the root of the problem. And when I say the root, I mean the nerve root. The technologies that we provide our patients attack the root problem of the damage to the nerve. It helps with the overall healing cascade, and we can boast, on average, our patients are finding over 80% reduction in their neuropathy symptoms.
For most patients with neuropathy, Neuropathy Treatment Clinic can provide significant improvement in their quality of life. Visit nervepaintyler.com. nervepaintyler.com. Medicare and many major insurance plans are welcome. Life begins when pain ends. Go to nervepaintyler.com. Lost power doesn't have to mean lost business.
When you're in business and you lose power, you never get that time back.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
We're able to provide a local business with backup power so you don't have those awkward moments. You're having to run customers out the door because you can no longer perform transactions.
East Texas Generators has the inventory and the experience to provide the best backup power solution for your home or business.
That's all we do. We specialize in generators. It's a local company, great reputation, always had the highest standards for customer service and workmanship. You know, you could certainly live without a standby generator, but why would you?
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac generators. And unlike a lot of other dealers, they can have your generator installed in just a week or two. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for your home and business. East Texas Generators.
KTBB News Time, 629, 60 degrees. Glad you're with us this morning, East Texas. Melissa, what's going on in entertainment?
Harrison Ford really likes his latest role.
Harrison Ford praised his Yellowstone prequel 1923's second season ending at a Los Angeles four-year consideration event, calling it fantastic and very tight storytelling. Ford, who plays patriarch Jacob Dutton opposite Helen Mirren's Kara, told The Hollywood Reporter it was the densest script and work he's had in a long, long time. The finale featured Alex finally reaching Montana, where she gives birth to her and Spencer Dutton's baby John before she herself dies. The infant appears to be the direct link to Kevin Costner's John Dutton III in Yellowstone.
David Spade returns to stand-up.
David Spade takes center stage for his stand-up special, Dandelion, his first special since 2022, and for Amazon Prime Video.
I'm a bit of a dandelion. I don't know if you can tell. I look tough on TV, but these quads are deceiving. Down, ladies.
Spade takes on the perils of flying and charity auctions, as well as pokes fun at himself in the new special. The actor and comedian became a household name during his tenure on Saturday Night Live and starred in the films Tommy Boy and Joe Dirt, as well as the sitcom Just Shoot Me.
Michelle Polino reporting. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style at 61 degrees at 630.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Responding to President Trump's demand for tariffs on films made outside the U.S., California Governor Gavin Newsom suggests a federal film tax credit to support American production.
There are a lot of questions to how a tariff on foreign-produced films would work in practice and how a foreign-produced film would be defined, but it does highlight a reality. Many film and TV productions are moving overseas. Countries all around the world now offer tax credits as high as 35%, and this is luring productions away from the U.S.
Fox's Max Gordon. Germany was supposed to have a new leader sworn in today.
Friedrich Merz was expected to have a smooth passage to the post of Germany's next chancellor, but Merz fell six short in the parliamentary vote that would have confirmed him. It's the first time this has happened since the Second World War.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. About 30 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested at the University of Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 6:31, temperature 61 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, the Hindenburg disaster. More after this.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
It's Tuesday, May 6th, 2025, and this is America Then and Now. One of the most well-documented disasters in American history took place on this day in 1937 near Lakehurst, New Jersey, with the explosion of the German Zeppelin Hindenburg. The Hindenburg had completed half of the first of several round trips between Europe and the United States, passing over Boston and Manhattan before approaching its mooring at Lakehurst. Newsreel cameras captured the disaster on film, and WLS radio reporter Herbert Morrison provided the famous audio commentary. 36 people died in the crash, including one crewman on the ground. The Hindenburg disaster was one major reason to end passenger service on rigid airships. It's the birthday of Explorer Admiral Robert Perry, born in Pennsylvania in 1856. Perry made several expeditions to the Arctic regions of Greenland and Canada between 1886 and 1909, claiming to be one of the first to reach the geographic North Pole on his final expedition. While his claim was disputed, Perry received many awards for his achievement, including the official thanks of Congress and promotion to Rear Admiral. And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
Bill Coates. Believe it or not, some documents can't be safely sent by email.
Lots of medical and financial records. A lot of those places require faxing only, not emailing.
Greg Ferguson is the owner of USA Shipping Center in Tyler.
So we can handle that. Nope, nobody has home phones anymore, home fax machines. Lots of places are cutting out their fax machine because supposedly they're archaic, but we do it daily.
How many of us have time to stand in line at the post office?
Well, the nice thing about what we do, especially if we get to know you, we'll have a database where you send stuff to. We quicken the pace. When you come to us with a need and you leave, you're confident that it's taken care of. You're done with it.
USA Shipping Center is a local family and veteran-owned business that will take care of you like a neighbor. Packing and shipping, large format printing, secure document transmission, mailboxes and package receiving. USA Shipping Center does it all. USA Shipping Center is in Tyner on East 5th at the Loop. They're online at usashippingcenter.com. Thinking inside the box, USA Shipping Center.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at athenstractor.com. Voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, TotalPointCare.com.
KTBB News Time, 635, 61 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. The Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority will host a public meeting to discuss the proposed extension of Toll 49 from Highway 110 to Highway 271.
Now, the virtual and in-person public meeting will be this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Tyler Rose Garden Center. Then on Thursday evening, they'll host another meeting at the Longview Exhibit Center from 5 to 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, the current proposal shows the plans from segment 6 of Toll 49 and consists of an interim two-lane highway with intermediate passing lanes and a grassy median in between. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn about the plan and provide input on the project.
Our news partner, KETK's Nolan Hoffman. We're set to get another measles update today by the Texas Department of Health and Human Services.
The last report showed no new cases in Gaines County, which has been the epicenter, but experts warn we could see a rise in cases as schools let out for summer. Terry Burke, who heads the Texas-based Immunization Partnership, is concerned about infected kids going to summer camp.
Camps are conjugal living, you know, and you got to hope that the camps are going to say, we're not taking you if you're not vaccinated.
She says the summer is also a time when people travel, and measles, she says, can easily be spread through an airport. There's now more than 900 cases in the U.S., according to the CDC. Texas, one of six states tracking an outbreak.
Michael Board reporting. Health and Human Services releasing a new report about gender-affirming care for children.
With a 409-page review, Health and Human Services is taking a torch to the current model for pediatric gender-affirming care, writing that the quality of research supporting puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones as effective treatment is very low. The review was initiated through a January executive order signed by President Trump and relied on existing scientific literature. It found that current interventions carry the risk of significant harms like infertility, sexual dysfunction, impaired bone density, psychiatric disorders, and regret, stating that the evidence reviewed revealed deep uncertainty about the purported benefits of these interventions.
Alexandria Hoff reporting the Trump administration set to begin collecting on student loans that were paused 5 years ago.
Janice Spooner is market president for Great Plains Bank in Southlake. She says if you did have a pause on your student loan, you could be in danger of that now being sent into collections, and that could devastate your credit score.
They need to go to their studentaid.gov, log in with their FSA ID, and see right then and there, is it default? Is it deferred? Is it in repayment? I think that's the first most important question is, well, does this apply to me?
Spooner says the Treasury Department can garnish your wages. They can take your income tax return, and they could even dip into your Social Security if you don't take action soon.
Russell Scott reporting, and it's crunch time for those looking to get their real ID.
Come 12 a.m. Wednesday, anyone flying within the U.S. will need a real ID or a valid passport. A TSA spokesperson tells Fox that 81% of travelers already carry a real ID or other acceptable form, adding, quote, we do not expect there to be any inconveniences or wait times due to real ID enforcement.
Nate Foy reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Selecting a pope to lead the Catholic Church is an ancient process. I'm Paul Gleisner, and I'm in Rome to bring you coverage of the papal conclave. Follow my reports here on KTVB and follow my multimedia coverage at ktvb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health.
Hey, Jack, what you got there?
Roy, this is Texas green sauce, and it is fabulous.
What's so great about it?
Son, we live in a world that has food, and that food needs flavor. Deep down in places that you don't talk about at parties, you want Texas green sauce in your kitchen. You need Texas green sauce in your kitchen.
Well, let me try it then.
You want the original, or do you want the hot?
I want the hot.
You want the hot?
I want the hot.
You can't handle the hot.
Texas green sauce goes great with just about anything.
Or you may just eat it straight out of the jar, whatever your little heart desires.
Check out our new website, texasgreensauce.com, for recipes or to order online.
Texas Green Sauce is available at Sweet Gourmet in Tyler, the White House Farmers Market, and Black Hawk Creek Grill in White House, Texas.
Hey, Jack, you think you might need to switch to decaf?
That's not a bad idea, Roy boy. Texas Green Sauce, insanely good, incredibly unique.
Check us out at texasgreensauce.com, texasgreensauce.com.
Take your food from good to great.
Heating and cooling your home costs money. Having your home properly insulated saves money.
Reinsulating your attic will save you money on utility bill.
That's Wynn Gallion of Gallion Building Solutions.
A properly insulated home will use less energy. Without enough insulation, if you set your unit on 70, maybe you can't get your house above 68. Maybe in the summer, if you're setting it on 70, you can't get it below 73. So re-insulating it will give you a better chance of having the desired temperature at a more constant level.
Like almost anything having to do with improving your home, experience matters.
We have installers that have been with us for the full amount of time that we've ever been in business. I've been insulating my whole adult life.
Gallion Building Building Solutions can insulate your home to keep it comfortable all year long. Galyen Building Solutions. See them online at galyenbuilding.solutions. Residential, commercial, multifamily, Galyen Building Solutions.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time 641. Let's get the latest now on our weather forecast from meteorologist Braden Seo.
Through the day today, we will be carefully monitoring the weather as we could have some instances of severe weather later on this afternoon, especially that includes the potential for damaging winds, large hail, and even isolated instances of a couple of tornadoes. Something else that we'll be monitoring is that flash flood risk, as potential for 3 inches of rainfall does exist through the day today. We'll also be seeing our high temperatures warm into the low to mid 70s by this afternoon, and then we'll see our lows tonight get down into the low to mid 60s. We'll be looking for continuing chances for showers and storms through the first half of the night tonight, and then going into the day on Wednesday, only about a 20 to 30% coverage, and then that will continue on Thursday and Friday as well. But by the weekend, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 70s are expected, so a great Mother's Day weekend is in the forecast. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks very much, Braden. Folks, it is 62 degrees over Texas Eastman Chemical, 61 degrees over Delek Refining, and 61 at KTBB. We'll take a look at all the latest in sports news. That is coming up next. KTBB News Time 643. For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of 6 different ventless logs and 6 different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License number A906C.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone 3 times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking. And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
Since 2006, Expo Home Improvement has specialized in window replacement and bathroom remodels. If you want to revitalize your home, see why thousands have chosen Expo Home for their remodels. This is the last month to save 20% off any project. Learn more at expohomeimprovement.com. KTVB News Time, 645, 61 degrees. Time now for the latest in sports news. The Knicks rallied against the Celtics.
Takes him to the foul line. Now in the lane. Almost lost his balance. Kept his dribble. Brunson near corner. Wide open three for the tie. He got it! Brunson knocks things up at 89 with 5:49 to go.
It turns out attempting 63-pointers in a playoff game has some downside. The defending champion Celtics missed an NBA playoff record 45 threes and coughed up a 20-point third-quarter lead in a 108-105 overtime loss to the Knicks Monday night in Game 1 of the second-round series. New York, which lost all 4 games against Boston during the regular season, got 29 points each from Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. Mikal Bridges stole the ball from Jaylen Brown with a second left in overtime to seal the victory for the Knicks. Celtic star Kristaps Porzingis played just 13 minutes due to an illness and didn't return after halftime.
Joe Morgan there. Meanwhile, the Nuggets got 42 points from Nikola Jokic.
Jokic guarded by Hartenstein. 10 on the shot clock. Joker for three. Yes! Denver's made it a one-point game, 115-114.
But Aaron Gordon had the big moment in the final seconds.
Rebound down to Christian Brown. You got to hurry. 8-7 seconds. Front court over to Westbrook. Left side Gordon for the win. Yeah! 2.8 seconds left, coming back the other way. Williams from half court. Baked it, no good at the horn. And the Denver Nuggets shock the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Tonight, the Pacers visit the Cavs while the Wolves host the Warriors. On the diamond, the Astros visited the Brewers, the home team jumping out early.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone. Number six for Yelich.
Well, he got a curveball. Didn't come back.
Ronel Blanco went six innings, fanning six and allowing three runs, but Houston's run support was limited.
First pitch is a comebacker to the mound. They're going to go to second. It's a high throw. Safe at second base. Paredes, everybody safe. It is going to be a run for the Astros, 3-1, as Altuve crosses the plate to break that 24-inning scoreless streak. Yeah.
That was it for the Astros offense. They dropped the opener 5-1. Meanwhile, the Rangers are in Boston tonight for three against the Red Sox. Texas is last in the AL in runs scored, so a day after firing offensive coordinator Donnie Ecker, they hired Brett Boone as hitting coach. The 56-year-old Boone is a former three-time All-Star, third-generation major leaguer, and the brother of Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Brett once played for Rangers manager Bruce Bochy when he was playing on the Padres. The Rangers also placed outfielder Leody Taveras on outright waivers and plan to call Evan Carter back up from the minors as they work to shake up a struggling offense. The team sits a game below even fourth in the AL West standings. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 648.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser, and I'm with Dennis Boole here in Dallas at DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry on Preston Road. Dennis, we're talking here on the radio in East Texas. DeBoole's 100 miles or so away in Dallas. Why would someone make the drive?
We're very lucky in this respect, and people come in from all over the country to come shop with us, okay? So it's just not only the regions around us. I promise them that they're not going to find what we're offering in their hometown. I love Tyler, by the way, but I don't think Tyler's Regents has the jewelry that we have here, or the timepieces we have here, and the selection that people can make a good decision. And also, I think another point is they don't have the shopping experience we can create here. You know, the best selection of pieces, and we treat people like family, we treat people like friends.
Thank you, Dennis. For a selection of one-of-a-kind jewelry creations, large diamonds and fine timepieces, there's only DeBoole Diamond & Jewelry. DeBoole is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com, DeBoole.com.
There's a difference between a tailored suit and one purchased off the rack. The same is true with eyeglass frames.
What sets us apart from other optical retailers is that we have the experience and the knowledge to help the customer find out what it is that they need.
That's Anna Thompson, optician and owner of Express Eyewear.
First thing we're going to do is look at the prescription and see what type of lens they need before we assist them with the frame selection. So that way they end up selecting a frame that's actually good for their visual needs, because that's the priority.
The chain eyeglass stores are all pretty much self-serve. Express Eyewear is different.
You're not going to wonder about the store trying on frame after frame. We're going to sit you down and give you a one-on-one consultation so that you can find something that's functional and fashionable.
Independent, optician-owned, and in a brand new location with lens and frame choices you won't see at the mall. That's the Express Eyewear difference. Express Eyewear is on Highway 69, about a mile north of I-20. They're online at ExpressEyewear.net. ExpressEyewear.net.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 61 degrees in Tyler, 62 in Longview. KTBB News Time, 6:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. DoorDash has announced the $1.2 billion all-cash acquisition of restaurant booking platform 7Rooms. British food delivery company Deliveroo also announced a deal with DoorDash worth $3.9 billion. DoorDash also reported first quarter revenue that missed expectations. Ford Motor beat Wall Street's first quarter expectations, but suspended its 2025 financial guidance amid an expected $2.5 billion impact this year from President Trump's tariffs. The Detroit automaker said it expects to offset $1 billion of those costs through remediation actions, as well as volume and pricing expectations. Luxury car maker Ferrari has reported a significant upswing in first quarter profit, citing robust demand for personalized vehicles. The Italy-based sports car manufacturer posted net profit of just over $466 million for the first 3 months of the year, reflecting a 17% increase from the same period last year. Futures are moderately lower. That's your money now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Tyler Ford believes if you treat your employees like family, they'll treat the customers like family as well. Our entire dealership lives on this promise every day of the year. Right now, Tyler Ford is offering employee pricing on every new vehicle in our inventory. You pay what we pay. And with our large selection, it doesn't get any better than that. Hurry in and take advantage of this limited time offer. The only place to get employee pricing and free ceramic paint protection is Tyler Ford.
American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the oldest coin shop in East Texas with the same owner for over 30 years. That means quality and experience in buying and selling rare coins, investment gold, silver, and platinum bullion. American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the go-to store to sell your gold, jewelry, and diamonds. They're probably worth more than you think. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel and South Broadway, Tyler, and AmericanGoldandDiamond.com.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
KTVB News Time, 6:53, 62 degrees in Longview, 61 in Tyler.
20 attorneys general filed a lawsuit Monday against the Trump administration, firing 25% of the Department of Health and Human Services employees.
Frequent Trump foe, New York Attorney General Letitia James, has joined with 19 states as well as the District of Columbia to challenge cuts to Health and Human Services in court. Meanwhile, Wisconsin has become a flashpoint in the deportation debate after Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade ICE agents at the courthouse. Now the state's Democratic governor, Tony Evers, has suggested he could be next for recently telling state employees in a memo what not to do when ICE shows up, including not to answer any questions or give access to any files or computer systems.
Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. President Trump's Treasury Secretary set to face lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Secretary Scott Bessent will appear before the House Appropriations Committee just days after President Trump released a skinny version of his budget for fiscal year 2026. Bessent is likely to face questions not just from Democrats, but also Republicans on the administration's plans on tariffs, as many lawmakers are facing questions from constituents who export products to other countries. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to get President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, containing his priorities on taxes, spending, border, and national security, finished by Memorial Day, while Bessent and Senate Majority Leader John Thune are targeting the July 4th recess.
Ryan Schmelz reporting. A Ukrainian drone attack has caused all of Moscow's airports to close.
This was the second night in a row of drone attacks on Russia's capital. Moscow's mayor claims at least 19 Ukrainian drones were destroyed before they reached the city. Sergei Sobyanin says some debris landed on a highway, but there were no casualties. All four of the city's main airports closed for several hours as a precaution, but have now reopened. No comment on this from Ukraine, but several Ukrainian regions report coming under attack themselves by drones fired from Russia. In Odessa, one person was killed.
Jonathan Savage reporting. It's day two in the federal sex trafficking trial of hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
Dozens of potential jurors were questioned by the court Monday after being told in limited terms about the racketeering and sex trafficking charges Combs faces. They were also informed that the defendant pleaded not guilty. By the end of day one, 19 people were picked to move forward in the process. The judge wants about 45 people in the final pool before prosecution and defense lawyers begin striking down to 12 seated jurors and up to 6 alternates. Combs could face up to life in prison if he's convicted.
Gernal Scott reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 6:56.
New tax resolution companies seem to come and go pretty often these days, so be careful when choosing who helps you with your IRS issues. Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. Remember, IRS problems are legal problems, and for over 20 years, 100% of the Bryson Law Firm's focus has been helping our clients resolve IRS issues. The IRS is not in business to help you, and they don't play around. Use the Bryson Law Firm's legal experience and proven track record to provide you with a legal solution and help you end the IRS nightmare. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're regulated by the Bar Association. No fine print, just 100% transparency. Give us a call at the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have offices across Louisiana and Texas. Contact our office today to schedule your free consultation with a tax resolution law firm. Visit BrysonLawFirm.com.
Barn Good. I said Barn Good deals this month during the 25th anniversary event at Office Barn in Tyler. That big office furniture showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Spiff up your office with 25% off all Ashley furniture, including desks, bookcases, sofas, lobby furniture, even outdoor furniture. Buy in store or online.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Office Barn Chair of the Month, a commercial grade office chair, leather-like look, price $112 assembled.
We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
All our inventory is pre-tariff. 500 desks, 5,000 chairs, 50 American-made Rhino gun safes, gun safe rebates for veterans from manufacturer between Tyler and Lindale on Highway 69, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Is that?
Yep, sure looks like Nana's casserole.
Having family over for supper was nice and all, but
that drain's definitely clogged.
Well, Brandy, garbage disposals aren't built to chop like a wood chipper. Even coffee grinds and grease can cause things to act strange.
Strange?
You know, slow and sluggish drains. Point is, when any of that happens,
call the Bannister All-Star Plumbers.
We'll clear your pesky drain in a jiffy. BannisterPlumbing.com.
TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. tjc.edu. KTBB News Time, 6:59 on this Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, East Texas. Hope yours is off to a great start. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
We've got a report from KTBB's Paul Gleiser from Rome, where he's covering the papal conclave. An official search for a murder suspect who reportedly cut off his ankle monitor and missed a court date. How about sports?
Well, an NFL draft announcement from the White House, and the Rangers shake up their offense. How about the weather, Braden?
Widespread showers and storms are likely through our Tuesday. Some of those storms could be severe. Rainfall could be heavy at times. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, it's 61 degrees right now in Tyler, 62 degrees in Longview. Braden's complete forecast coming to you just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the other side of the news, daily trivia, a report from Rome, and a whole lot more. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.